Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, let's go to the phone lines right now. You guys requested them. In fact, I don't know if we have had a more requested guest on the show, certainly in quite some time, than our next guest. His name is Mayor Quentin Lucas. He is the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. Mayor Q, how are you doing today, my man?
You know what, man? Look, I'm doing all right. Christmas is coming up. My family's healthy. But, been a busy week, but no complaints, my brother.
Have you heard the phone call from Mario from yesterday? Has that reached your social media timeline yet?
You know what? It has not reached my timeline yet. A lot of y'all flooding my timeline right now. I am not retiring or resigning immediately. I am doing all right. And, we worked hard to try to make sure we kept our team.
I mean, your phone has to absolutely be on fire right now. I don't even know how you're using that thing.
Man, it has been a lot recently. And, the funny thing is you get your haters. And you may remember I gave my phone number out to the world a few years back so everybody can find me. And then, of course, I got the people that, are trying to be nice but kind of aren't, right? So we've just got that perfect little combo in the world of what's going on.
All right, so there's a lot to talk to you about. So I guess let's just start here. You were very confident on Friday. What do you think changed?
I think, and I've heard some discussions on it coming from other sources and all that sort of stuff, which is that, this negotiation with both states was going down to the wire. Late last week, you heard the Chiefs mention that too, that they were talking to us. We thought we were getting close on numbers. That's why, frankly, I have that confidence, because I was speaking as a man with the confidence of, I just talked to this person. But, of course, and something I knew the whole time, they were talking to Kansas as well. I think that on Monday morning, they were able to get some good things done. And as we heard, there was a whole lot of discussion about it over the weekend among the Hunt family. So that's how we got there. But I know we were, pretty darn close with, I think, where our offer was.
I guess I think a lot of people have this question. Do you think that the Chiefs played Kansas against you? Because in one tone, you say that you're still having negotiations. We had Phil Lavota on the show earlier. He says they're still having negotiations. Meanwhile, at least how it appears is they were kind of putting this deal together behind your back. You don't put a deal together that is going to potentially give the Chiefs $2 billion. That just doesn't pop up over a weekend. So it feels like in some ways, while the Chiefs were kind of dotting their I's and crossing the T's, they were just quite simply keeping the door open with Kansas City, Missouri, and Jackson County. Now that you think in hindsight, do you think that's the way this played itself out?
Somewhat, right? I mean, but I'm not going to be bitter about it. I'm a grown-up. We knew all along the way that they were continuing to negotiate with Kansas. I would bump into different Kansas people talking about the competition ongoing. I think probably the more impressive part, y'all aren't about moral victories. I'm not either. But frankly, when you look at the amount of work, and people going to get on me for this, but, you know, the county executive, the former county executive, was recalled at the end of September. I remember I had a chat with the Chiefs, obviously, throughout this process, but around training camp last year, and I said, we're going to work our level best to make sure that we have, you know, a good offer and a good solution for you. And I think we were able to, with the new county executive, obviously the state of Missouri passed what it needed to. I think we got a lot together. So, look, we always knew there was a competition in terms of, are you getting played or are you not? Look, man, this is business and this is money. And that's why, you know, I'm getting a lot. I respect my haters who say, hey, you fumbled this, that, or the other. Y'all, at the end of the day, I think this has to do with the deal terms that were created. I think this has to do with a lot more of these details and the money than it does has to do with who they like best in government or, you know, which place has the more attractive 435 and I-70.
We just went through some of the terms of the deal. It certainly appears that Kansas gave up a lot to get the Chiefs. Was Missouri ever going to be in a position where they could match all of the things that Kansas could offer?
You know, I had a good chat with Governor Laura Kelly of Kansas yesterday, and, you know, I won't divulge a full conversation, but something she said to me I don't think she would mind me sharing is she's like, at the end of the day, it's kind of impossible for a county or a city to fight a state. And, you know, we have tools. I know everybody in my mentions, you know, the tools that Kansas City can get up to are probably at tops, a few hundred million dollars, at least in terms of this development, because, of course, for us, the challenge was you were working with Arrowhead as it existed, not Arrowhead in the middle of a downtown or Arrowhead in the middle of a lot of development. And so, you know, I think getting us to north of $1.5 billion all in with state, county, and city was pretty darn good. Frankly, it was about to be, had we won. I mean, just think about this level of incentive they got. Had the Missouri side won, it actually also could have been the largest incentive in the history of the National Football League for a stadium. Kansas then adds on about $700 million to almost $1 billion more on top of that. And as you might have described, and I won't be too technical, you look at a Starbond district that is not just the stadium and, you know, the restaurant across the street. It is potentially, at least in a current rendering, all of Wyandotte County, half of Johnson County. And I think probably where our misperception was we thought that, you know, Kansas was going to create this very narrow remedy. Instead, they basically did the equivalent of a countywide sales tax. Of course, it just doesn't require a vote.
That's the part of this that we're going to talk about after you're off of the phone. I certainly understand sort of the company motto in this, but after seeing that map from Dave Helling yesterday, I'm sitting there thinking they just moved the tax from Missouri to Kansas. Like, I saw someone break this down. I mean, this coverage area is 293 square miles. That's a large portion of Kansas. And the only reason why it doesn't include Overland Park as Leawood is because you can't do it twice if they potentially get the Royals. Almost everybody in Kansas is going to end up paying for this thing.
No, I mean, and that's the reality of it. And I think that, you know, a lot of the chat over all these years, and I've been in my back and forth with people on this station and beyond, but as it has been as if, right, star bonds are like just some magical tool that isn't really at its core the same thing we're debating right now on the plaza, the same thing we debate everywhere, which is these are tax breaks. And these are tax redirections that are going from what could go to services for a community and are going to the teams. Now, look, yeah, and y'all can be like, Q, why are you being so inconsistent? I absolutely was one who believed in a county sales tax to help support the Chiefs, still do. And I'm someone who was doing a whole lot of work to redirect a bunch of Kansas City taxes that had we won, were going to be in some ways painful. We're going to redirect the money that we were getting from Arrowhead today that otherwise, right, at the time was going to policing, to parks, to a lot of the other stuff. And so, you know, that is what happened. I think that, you know, my balance of it all was to say that I think there is a benefit to keeping the jobs, to all of that sort of stuff, but there's a real cost. And for Kansas City, just on the pure books of the cash transaction, the deal we were about to give away was probably going to mean that it was tax neutral at the end of the day, with the ability to hopefully get secondary benefit long term. And I think that's the deal that Kansas is trying to make right now. I hope they're able to make money out of it.
right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quinn Lucas. I do want to break this up, and I want to talk more specifically about the Royals and the future of the Truman Sports Complex. I want to get there in a bit. We had Phil Lavoda in studio earlier, and at least the tone that I got is Frank White caused a lot of this. I mean, he flat out called him a roadblock in the negotiations. Do you think that is fair in characterizing Frank White's role in all of this, that he was a roadblock in getting a deal ultimately accomplished in Missouri?
Yes, yes. I mean, that's accurate. And I'm not just trying to bag on him. Frankly, my transition once he got recalled was to say he goes back to being a Royals Hall of Famer and wish him well. And I still do, right? I'm a Christian. He is too. And I hope he has a good Christmas. That being said, I don't think the county executive, and everybody can tell you this, and everybody's known this, did not want a deal. Did not want to kind of do some of that work that could have helped us avoid this moment. And, you know, look, I'll take my licks or whatever, but, you know, at the end of the day, I remember being in some meetings way back when. I'm sitting across from Frank in one of them. We were with the teams, a whole lot of leadership, and he was being stubborn. I told everybody, Chiefs, Royals, representatives, I'll talk to Frank in a back room. We did. And he told me two things that are really interesting. The first thing he said, nothing fazes me. Have you ever been booed at home plate at Yankee Stadium? I'm like, well, you know, I have not. And the other thing he said was, he's like, you know, they just bullies. Let them leave. You know, I think he was playing with, you know, that strong position that he thought could be successful long term. Obviously, it wasn't. You know, we had disagreements. And I think Phil Lavoda describes the situation correctly.
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quinn Lucas. At least the perception about Missouri is that it's difficult to get everybody on the same page. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they described the situation in Missouri, the plan, as good but complicated. Why do you think it has been so difficult to get everybody on the same page? Like, there has to be a common theme in this thing. I mean, Kansas City has just now lost the Kansas City Chiefs. St. Louis lost the St. Louis Rams. This is not the first time that St. Louis has lost an NFL team. There is a perception that it is difficult for Missouri to get all their ducks in a row. Is that true? Is that accurate?
You know, I don't know if that's like true. I will say this, right? In different states, you have different tools. Look, Quinn Lucas's dream world, and I wasn't getting elected governor before, and y'all probably not trying to vote for me now. Although if I did run, I'd be like, look, man, I'm going to do the pro Kansas City thing. Because what I suggested to some folks way back in 23, 24, why don't we just pass star bonds? Why don't we just copy the tool exactly? Right? I mean, you don't even have to like do work on it. Take whatever the state law thing is in Kansas and just put it here. Right? For any number of different reasons. And frankly, I get it, because there are probably some of your listeners and there are some people out in the world, which is, do we need to come up with more tools to give more taxpayer money away? And I think that's where the balance and the tension is. And that's why under the Missouri tax incentive plan, you had 50% funding from state government. In Kansas, you have 70% from state government, by the way. That, and so in Kansas City and in Jackson County, it's harder because you're trying to piece together more. You're actually trying to put in more from the cities and from the counties. And so for Kansas City, Missouri, let's say, was a very different consideration than it is for, let's say, Lenexa or some of these other jurisdictions that have been mentioned in it. Because for Kansas to have the deal succeed, the state basically did it all for you. In Missouri, yeah, you are going to have to go to a city council. You are going to have to go through all these other steps to get it. I don't think it's because it's stubborn people who are all reckless and all of that. I think it's because you got different laws and you got to make sure you follow them. And that's why you saw, you know, the Clark Hunt talking about how in Missouri you had to talk to a mayor, a county executive, a governor, all those folks. Whereas in Kansas, you talk to one entry point when it gets it done. Missouri does need to think of a state law change that I think makes it more efficient.
All right, let's talk to the future. Let's move to the future. The Chiefs are gone now at this point. There's nothing you can do to get the Chiefs back. Let's start with the Royals. I guess let's start with this, a 10,000-foot view question. Who is the point man? Go ahead.
Can I interrupt, though?
Yeah, of course.
I don't think all is lost. I do not think all is lost.
It's over, Q. I'm sorry, it's over.
Look, I understand, but here's the thing. Look at the numbers, look at the deals and the transactions. We've seen worse things fall through, and the example is the D.C. deal, where the Wizards and the hockey team, the Capitals, had a press conference with the governor of Virginia. They were good as gone. For those who are a little bit older, the New England Patriots did the same thing. We're moving to Connecticut. You had a press conference with that. These deals are vastly more complex than it seems. That's why there is an exclusive negotiation period right now, precisely because the state of Kansas inserted at least one smart term, which is, we know what y'all can do, and you can keep going to Missouri to enhance the deal or to compete. I don't think anything's over. till the moving trucks move. I'm not trying to give hope. I'm just giving reality because as a lawyer, I see stuff happen like that all the time. But we'll look to the future.
No, and that's perfectly fine. And I guess we can stay here at least when it comes to this. The only way I think you could get people like me to be on your side or believe this is the case is you guys got to get something on the ballot. And I think the more time passes and there's not something solid and concrete for me to walk to the polls and say, all right, you have scared me enough. I'm now willing to give you the necessary funds to go do this. It's just one side seems to, at least the appearances, to have all their ducks in the row. And the other side just doesn't appear to have any of their ducks in the row. So faced with that information, I'm going to take the money and I'm going to take the security. And it seems like that's what Kansas is offering. And it doesn't sound like that's what Missouri is offering.
No, I think you're 100% right on that. I think the issue is, what if in some way the deal doesn't work, right? Or if somebody actually tries to sell the bonds. Remember, this whole theory of the case is that you're going to sell $2 billion of bonds that somehow are going to be, right, purchased in the market and all of that. One of the biggest challenges is if the bond sale isn't successful, or if people say, I need government backing on all of it, you change what the deal is. I'm not trying to get too technical, but yeah, I don't think that tomorrow Clark Hunt is calling me and saying, hey, Q, you know, I thought about it. I've been on social media. I'm changing my mind. I'm not that foolish or naive. I do believe, though, that I think it's important that people actually look at the process that comes up. If something goes awry, the Chiefs know Arrowhead Stadium is still here. They know they would scare the tar out of Jackson Countyans, I think, into voting yes for a future initiative. And that's how it would come back. This is months from now, rather than, yeah, me sitting here, and I'm not going to tell you that lie, that, yeah, they're going to call back and say we changed our mind. That's not happening. The deal has to collapse. And, you know, we'll sit back and see what occurs.
All right, so I guess let's just start with this then. I'll give you a different opening Royals question. I think the average Kansas City and the average Jackson County person is, we lost, what do we now need to do to keep the Kansas City Royals? You are in the middle of these negotiations. You have the ability to have these conversations without the Jackson County representation. How does Kansas City, Missouri, how does Missouri keep the Royals on this side?
Well, I think, you know, the first step that was important, you do have your state tool. You probably talk to state partners to make sure that there are other tools you can enhance on incentives. I think we're in an active negotiation, so we're not giving away the whole thing. And then you look at, you know, certain Kansas City resources. But I will give you this, and this is where, well, frankly, you know, the Kansas number, it was big. It was big. It's why I kind of changed my narrative from feeling and emotion and legacy and all of that to, you know, we got beat by a higher number, straight up, because basically everybody can do the math on what stadiums generate. And that's going to be the same largely in Missouri and the same in Kansas. The butts in the seats, all of that's just simple math. The question is, what can you do to build an increment around it? And what can you do with adjacent development? And that's why I think downtown is so exciting. What we need to do is continue to build up that number of how much can you potentially generate. This star bonds tool is interesting. I mean, if the map is held valid, that you can just do a star bond over half of Johnson County and basically, to a point, basically do a Jackson County sales tax type of tool, then you start to look at some different things with it. But, you know, I think we're building all of that. It is a math issue. That's why you have experts and consultants who do it. And in case y'all are wondering, you know, and I see the comments and all of that. This is not just like Q, Phil Lavoda, and a guy from the Royals sitting in a room, you know, kind of eating pretzels and figuring out what the deal is going to be. You have experts, you have consultants, you have all of that. That has been a part of this throughout the process. You've seen that from both states. You're going to continue to see that. And I think that's how you can get a great deal done.
Q, I think when people hear this, I think they are confused by this part of it is, you know, I love a good relationship analogy. She likes you. You like her. Why are you guys not in a relationship? If you guys want the Royals in downtown Kansas City and they have communicated from day one, that is where they want to be. Why has there been so much challenges in trying to take this relationship to the next level?
I think that, you know, there are a few different things. First of all, they owe it to themselves to explore every opportunity, and the different opportunities that have presented themselves look good. I mean, of the three areas that have been talked about the most, each of them have great opportunities and great challenges, right? You're dealing with the Johnson County neighborhood issues where it seems like a whole bunch of people don't necessarily want them next to it. North Kansas City, you have unified site ownership and you haven't heard the community complaints. I think you have, respectfully, some infrastructure issues, the bridges. A whole lot of us live south of the river, frankly, in this market. And so how to get 80% of the fans back up there, I think, becomes a thing. Kansas City downtown, great site, beautiful, good collaboration, a little tight. right, and you hear that discussion. So each of those creates its different issue. Then you layer on what development are you looking to do nearby, what is your tax generation, and it becomes a real thing. But that's why you keep talking, but frankly, that is why it takes time. If I could, I promise y'all, if I could write $1.5 billion check, like just straight up tomorrow, without looking at more numbers, all that sort of stuff, and say, here you go, I'd be down. But you know, we also, all of us in government, Kansas and Missouri, need to think about how are we paying for all the other stuff. And yeah, y'all may think the roads are raggedy and all of that. I got to pay cops. I got to pay firefighters. I got to make sure we're doing what the city needs. You do that balance every day. And that's why these jobs are somewhat challenging, particularly when you have a big ticket item like this.
When you were talking about getting a deal done with the Royals in 2026, is that going to require a public vote, or is there a way to get this done without a public vote?
It continues to be my view you can get a deal done in Kansas City, Missouri, uniquely of your Missouri side jurisdictions, just with legislative action. I mean that in so many words that you don't need a vote. That being said, because I have a whole set of people who have issues with that too, I don't mind the public. I think you need to have good public hearings and public bodies. I think that's right. I respect you, the people of our community. That being said, I think Kansas City can be the most efficient Missouri jurisdiction for doing something big. That's why, I'll be honest with you, that's why we inserted ourselves in the Chiefs chat. For those who don't know, which is 80% of my Facebook commenters, right, the lease is not with Kansas City, Missouri. It's with Jackson County. Kansas City is not the owner of the stadium, but I thought it was important we get in. We started talking about some cash. I think we helped bring the parties together more closely, and I think we darn near pulled a deal off. You know what? It's fine. You know, close don't matter. But that's why I think in the Royals situation, we will be able to get it done with the tools we have as the largest city in this region.
Two final questions for Mayor Quentin Lucas. The first question is, the city is about to lose an amount of money with this 1% tax now with the Chiefs moving to Kansas. About how much money is that yearly for the state of Missouri, for Kansas City? And what is the plan to make up that money that is now lost?
I mean, look, I love the Chiefs. I wanted them, and so I will never kind of besmirch part of what they generated for us. To get the 1% earnings tax, take 1% of your salary cap or your Chiefs payroll, which if you do the work, isn't actually, you know, it doesn't break the bank. Kansas City's probably going to release about a $2.5 billion budget coming up in a few months. This will be an amount of roughly, what, $3 million. So I still care, right? And you may even, and that doesn't include other personnel and all of that. So we very much want them. I value them. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, the reason that I think we're interested, sales taxes were helpful and more robust, and that is something that's a loss. But I think the secondary benefits, the jobs, the businesses that are supported, like my LCs, right, some of these other spots are really important. But a city doesn't necessarily have a sports team to make money. It's everything else you can generate around it. And that's where the loss is, more than us having a broken budget. The budget's going to survive as it will. But I want to make sure we can get the type of development and activity we get from having great sports teams and venues.
What is the future of the Truman Sports Complex? And I completely understand if there's no answer for this today. We still got 6 years to potentially figure that out. But I mean, you've driven from St. Louis to back to Kansas City, and it is a nice welcome sign. It is a nice, you are in Kansas City, and looking over there and seeing the stadiums lit up right next to each other is a really cool thing. I mean, we are not that far away from not having either one of the two teams there and it just being an open land there. Have you guys begun the conversations for what does that area, what does that part of the city look like?
You know, I'll say once again, that's a Jackson County decision as the owner of the Truman Sports Complex. But obviously I talk to the people, and if I had enough time, I'll tell you my full plan. Tomorrow, or today, Jackson County should issue an RFP for the Live Nation types of spots and others for a firm that would schedule events at Arrowhead Stadium and try to build out a financial model for events that are there. Currently, we already have bids underway for, I believe, 2031 Rugby World Cup, Women's World Cup after that, right? So first you look at the survivability of Arrowhead Stadium as a venue. If it is not survivable as a venue, then you look to how you can use the existing Jackson County sales tax to help fund the demolition, the one that currently goes to the teams, but obviously won't be needed for long-term maintenance. And then after that, you do an RFP for what redevelopment looks like. But yeah, you set your timeline, and what I don't think we should do in any way is just let them become eyesores on the side of the road forever. You owe it to the community because you know, frankly, part of the problem was as factories closed over the last 40 years, you know, the road I used to take in Stadium Drive into the stadium, you had the old GM Leeds plant that had been closed since 1991, and it was sitting there basically just decaying for all those years. We finally tore it down 2 years ago, but it shouldn't have waited that long. You tear down the stadiums, you look for what the next step is, and you try to preserve what you can if you can't actually do the venue event sort of thing. But you look at a global firm, see if they can get it done, and if not, then you move on. But regardless, I think Kauffman Stadium, we'll see the end of it. It'll likely be taken down. I think Arrowhead, you try to see if there's some good purposes you can use, particularly in kind of that international sports, soccer, football, all that sort of space realm.
I'll get you out of here with this. I don't have to tell you this because you know, you grew up here, you went to Barstow, you definitely know the civic rivalry that exists between Missouri and Kansas. I hope you fully understand how broken people are going to be if they lose both the Chiefs and the Royals. Because I think a lot of people are going to be able to salvage it as long as the Royals end up in downtown Kansas City. It's certainly not going to be ideal. It's going to be different, but a lot of people are going to be able to wrap their minds around it if that's how it ends out. If you were telling people who have that pride in Kansas City, Missouri, that they got to drive to 119th and all and to the Legends, you are going to break people in a way that I'm not sure if they're ever going to be able to recover emotionally.
I think that's right. I mean, first, let me talk about the Chiefs. I'm 41 years old. I grew up when the Chiefs were the thing to watch. So Arrowhead is just that special for me. To the extent I was crushed, it's not about like being mayor and all of that. And people ask me legacy. Hopefully, right, and I believe we've done a lot of other stuff. I am proud of the soccer stadium and the redevelopment on the river, yada, yada, yada. But nonetheless, I think that is a real change, and it's a tough one. I get it. I feel it personally. On the Royals, I think in many ways that is not just something that would be disappointed, but like a missed opportunity. 81 nights a year where even if the Royals aren't getting a great draw, let's say they have a bad night of attendance of 12,000 people. Hopefully it's not. But 12,000 more people a night coming to downtown Kansas City, particularly from where it was 20 years ago, is the sort of thing that we just need to get done. That's why, as you know, and I know, because we saw them during the last election, the people that, you know, are on some of the social media saying don't give any money to them at all. That's where that fight's going to exist. Because while I certainly deal with everybody in sports world is like, man, Q, you need to just sign the blank check and do it today. There's also the set of people who say, give them nothing and all of that. I think the latter position is dumb. You want to have that sort of stimulus, even if you're giving a lot, even if you're not making any money directly off the Kansas City Royals, to get those people around, to get those people going to restaurants, that activity downtown, finally solving the downtown Kansas City thing. And I think it would make it safer because you'd have more activity. I think that's a game changer for Kansas City. That's why I'm probably working through Christmas, New Year's, all of that, to make sure we have our ducks in a row to get it done. And I will say, importantly, the governor of Missouri is a Republican. Phil LaVoe is a Democrat, but kind of more of a Jackson County one. I'm your city Democrat, right? We're going to work together across the aisle, across different institutions, to make sure we get something great done.
That is the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quint Lucas, joining us on the show today. Mayor Q, tell Megan I'm not going to put in any more requests in 2025, and we'll wait till we get some real news in 2026 to have you back on the show. Really appreciate your flexibility popping on with us today.
Hey, real news, that's exactly right, but I'm eating my crow tonight because you were right, I was wrong. I'm going to be a man about it next year. Hopefully I'm right on our next stadium idea and news. But Merry Christmas, everybody.
Absolutely. That is the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quint Lucas, joining us on the show. We have no more guests scheduled today. We can take your phone calls, 913-586-7965. I do want to talk more about what he said there at the end about the future of both of these teams. We'll get to it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm going to tell you something. Maybe I shouldn't tell you. For the next 2 weeks, the ratings don't really count. So I'm a little more loose with the clock because the clock matters. But also for like my own repetition purposes, I got to stick. You can't get loosey-goosey with the rules. You don't even care about that. I just had to tell you that. So this segment's actually going to be kind of short because I kind of got to get us back on track. But I do promise we'll take some phone calls. I do want to read this to you guys. Fake Andy Reid sent me a tweet earlier today. And this is what he said. Lamar always called us Chiefs Nation, and now his son calls us Chiefs Kingdom. A nation has a leader, but now we have a king, and he makes the rules. Tailgating will carry on, but it will never be the same Arrowhead experience again. It will take on new traditions and new memories. It will be fun, but it will never be the same. I don't disagree, but I also don't think the changes are bad. Things evolve and things grow. The Chiefs were not going to stay at Arrowhead Stadium forever. I love Arrowhead. You love Arrowhead. We all grew up going to Arrowhead. Every person, we could spend the next 5 years of everybody telling their individual how important Arrowhead is to you story. But eventually, like most things, it was going to end. I have heard people talk about the Big 8 tournament back at Kemper Arena like it was the greatest basketball tournament they had ever seen. And the Big 12 tournament is still really fun, too. So, yes, it's not how it was in 1991, but I love the Big 12 tournament. It is a very important moment in our city every single year. So there is no question, being a Chiefs fan is about to change in 5-6 years. It is not going to be exactly how it was in 1991 or 2011, but I don't think that necessarily makes it a bad thing, and at least I'm going into it with just this mindset. I'm open-minded, and I feel like there's a group of people, and maybe it's just social media. I feel like people have already formed opinions about it when there is no opinion to form. We don't know who the developer is. We don't know who the contractor is. We have never seen a rendering. We have never seen a parking plan. We have no clue of what they are thinking about, what they are potentially doing. All we know is it's going to be expensive and they want to have some sort of dome structure on it. And we know the capacity for the most part. I don't have any other answers right now when it comes to the stadium. You don't have any answers when it comes to the stadium. So I am at least willing to go into this with an open mind and let's just see what happens. I don't know, but I'm not walking into a movie. Oh, this movie's going to be terrible. Then why am I here? Why am I sitting down at the movie theater? I haven't even seen the trailer for the movie yet. So I'm at least willing to go down and at least sit down in the chair and let's see, hey, maybe I end up liking this movie. But yeah, everyone agrees. It is not going to be the same. But I think we at least have to give it this. That's all we know. For a large majority of us. Yes, there are some older listeners right now. And shout out to you. We need more of you. There are older listeners that remember what the Chiefs stadium experience was like before they started playing at Arrowhead. When I was born in 1988. That's all I know. That's That's all I know is Joe Montana and Elvis Gerback and Steve Bono and watching them in that stadium. So, yes, I have had 37 years of forming a relationship with one stadium, and I have had 0 days to develop a relationship with the other stadium. But that will come. That will come. So I'm going into it with an open mind. Maybe we end up hating it. It's possible. We end up hating it. But I remember it wasn't that long ago, people told me how much they were going to hate the new airport, how much we didn't need new restaurants, how much we didn't need places to charge your phone. I can just eat when I'm at home. People complained about this for the longest time. And then you went to the airport and you saw it. You were like, man, this is amazing. This is so much better. I never want to go back to the other airport. Everybody kept telling us how bad the airport was and it could be better. And we didn't want it. We didn't want change. So I understand that it's different. I get what you're saying. Everybody loves Arrowhead. There's not a single person among us. It's like, it's okay. But it was going to end. At some point, it was going to end. They were not staying there for forever. They were going to stay there maybe 20 more years. So yes, that's more tailgate. That's more games. That's more all of those things. I'm at least willing to see what they do. I am. I'm at least willing to see what they do. Let's go to the stadium. Let's see what the stadium is like. Let's see what the tailgating is like. Let's see what the experience is. Right now, we are putting 40 years of experience and love and emotion when we have nothing to base it off of on the other side. It's just different because it's new. It's scary. And we are reluctant to change. But if there's nothing I can do about it now, if this is the plan that we're going with, man, I'm at least going to be hopeful and optimistic about it.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That they get it right and hope that they nail it. And if they do, it's going to be incredible, and it's going to be pretty cool for everybody. Coming up on the other side, we'll get back on track. We'll take your phone calls. Keep it right here, Sadrive. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll reset things. I also want to replay for you guys Phil Lavota. He is the Jackson County Commissioner. He was on the show earlier today. I want to play it for you on your drive home. There's two sides. There's the winner and the losers. We had the winners and the losers on today. We had Ty Masterson on. We had the mayor of Kansas City on. And we had Phil Lavota. So if you don't know who he is the person who took Frank White's place. Frank White, you know, he got fired. Phil Lavota came in. He is the new Jackson County Commissioner, so we will catch up with him coming up in a bit. I want to take as many of these phone calls as we can before we have to step aside. Neil is in Lone Jack. He called into the show. Hey, Neil, happy holidays, man.
Happy holidays, C-Dot. Hope you have as good a holiday as possible under all the circumstances.
For sure, absolutely.
I'm certainly going to do my best. Thanks for taking my call. I agree with you about everything about the new stadium. Honestly, I feel pretty much the same way. I mean, going through, you know, the stages of grief, anger, acceptance, all that stuff. I'm still angry. I'm frustrated. But more than anything, I agree with you. I'm willing and open to the new experience. Looking forward to it. As long as the people in Jackson County, the state, Mayor Q, figure out a way to keep the Royals. I won't completely fall off the cliff as long as the Royals stay on the Missouri side. Sorry. Then I can live with that, because one of my biggest concerns, and thank you for asking the question, I don't know if you saw my text and when I talked to Bink this morning, one of my biggest concerns about this whole situation, as much as I mean, I love Arrowhead. Arrowhead's one of my top five favorite places on the planet. One of the reasons I moved to Missouri in the first place was because of the Kansas City Chiefs and Arrowhead Stadium. So obviously I'm going to miss it. I was hoping it would stay. As you said, nothing lasts forever. I was hoping they would just build a new Arrowhead, bulldoze it to the ground, build a new one. That was what my dream scenario was going to be. Now what's transpired, I'll have to live with it. But as long as the Chiefs, and or as long as we don't lose both the Chiefs and the Royals on the Missouri side, I can live with it, because my biggest concern was about the revenue more than anything. It was about the revenue losing a major sports franchise, and especially one as iconic as the Kansas City Chiefs. The revenue, and thank you for asking the question to Mayor Q. I didn't love his answer. I don't have a problem with Mayor Q. I've always thought his interviews are very insightful. I think he's a smart guy. I didn't know he was a lawyer until today, so that makes sense that he's a fast talker. I've only heard one bad thing about Mayor Q, and it was from somebody I don't really even know that well. So I still have faith in him to get this done, but I don't love the answer that he gave about the revenue. I don't think it was a really great answer. I think he looks a little bit foolish on Friday and, you know, today, obviously.
Yeah, for sure, Neil. Hey, I got you, Neil. I want to try to take as many calls as we can on this before the segment is up. I want to try to make sure that we get everybody. I'll talk. I guess I give my thoughts more on this. I guess at least what I've been kind of wrapping my brain around, over the last 24 to 48 hours or so, as this has been very, very obvious that this is going to happen. I'm going to try to take as many of these calls as we can before we got to step aside. Let's go to Braden. He's in Independence. Hey, Braden, how you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
Doing good, man.
Good. Hey, so just real fast, I really enjoy your show. I've only been listening for about a month. Just recently moved here from Boise, Idaho. I have never been to a professional football game. And so I think about how, you know, just the atmosphere of when I lived in Boise and how awesome that was. And I think about how going to, you know, thinking about a Chiefs game and how having a new stadium, they're going to have state-of-the-art stuff. They're going to have a bunch of new technological things, and I'm sure they're going to have more seats available, and it's going to be really roaring and pumping, and it's probably going to be a lot more electric, especially if it's in more of an enclosed atmosphere. I mean, I think that's going to be pretty electric. I think it's going to be awesome. It's going to be really hard for the opposing teams to, you know, to hear, and it could cause some issues there. Like I said, I've never been to a game. I'm really excited, you know, for my chance to go. Right now, I can't afford it because the pricing's a little high.
Well, Braden, I appreciate the phone call, man. I appreciate you listening.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to take as many of these calls as possible. Braden, I'm here to tell you that game on Thursday, you can afford to go. They giving tickets away for that game on Thursday. They giving them away for that Christmas Day game. So, no, I understand that going to Chiefs games has gotten very, very expensive. These last couple of games, you had a chance to go. That Chargers, Texans, and this Broncos game, 100%. You certainly had a chance to go. But I appreciate you calling. I do want to try to take these calls. We got time to take one more of these. Let's take Brent. He's in Shawnee. Hey, Brent, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Doing good, man. Appreciate you calling in.
Yes. Okay, so I've got a quick litany of things. Number one, I had called in, talked to Fesco, I don't know, it was Monday or Friday morning, talking about the reality that sports teams do not, particularly NFL teams, generally do not generate that much revenue for a city. And I think Quentin Lucas alluded to that somewhat. And this stadium deal with what Kansas is doing is going to screw me in the future, because there is no way that they're going to be able to collect any revenue. I mean, you just said it, that they're getting all the revenue from all the stadium sales, and the sales tax around the area is not going to be seen for 20 plus years. And so it's a bad investment. It's a prestige thing. And also, I lived in Jackson County most of my life here in the area. Raised in Kansas, moved there because Missouri's better than Kansas. But I'm back in Kansas now because of the schools for my kids. And, you know, if they decide to stay in Kansas when this 20-year star bond's supposed to be paid off, which I don't think it will, because I run funeral homes on both sides of the state line. People in Kansas are used to going across the state line. People in Missouri almost never cross the state line. And I just think, based on where all the population is, you know, yeah, they're going to sell out, but you're not going to have a ton of people from outside of Johnson County and the rest of Kansas going to games.
I appreciate the phone call. I appreciate the phone call, Brent. We'll get to this more coming up on the other side. The more and more why we are hearing about this deal, it is impossible to not take this deal if you're the Chiefs. You had to take this deal if you were the Chiefs. Like, when you go through all of what the Chiefs are offered and accepted in this deal, there is no possible way that they were ever just going to accept a renovation of Arrowhead Stadium. We'll talk more about this coming up on the other side. Plus, if you missed it, we were joined by Phil Lavoda. He is the Jackson County executive. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.